God, but you can't send me the order number. Hey, Andrea, that order is in the Memphis market, which is one of the two that we can schedule. So is that what it means, automated, on-hand automated schedule? I'm gonna look it up in World Track. I hear you. Give me just a second. I got to get through now. I swear that Rosie, that's a workout. That first row when you walk in, it's Rosie, and that's where the agent I needed to assist was. And it was quite a jog for me this early in the morning. Okay, AI tools. So basically, one, just the payment needs to be added, and the other one is a DOD approved charge. So it just needs to be dollar-dollar because it's not out of scope. That's the one where we need to change the costs. And the breeze code needs to be B/C and at the very end. Yeah, give me just a second so I can pull up your screen. My stuff's being slow and stupid. Because if I tried to have you share your screen, it's a lot slower if I try to, like, assist with the mouse at all. Okay. All right, so, yes, click where it says dishwasher shutoff valve, that link. And if you ever get asked to make a correction to an additional service, no, you're on that. It's the blue link under additional services. So if you ever need to make a correction, you can do this. So, yeah, because it's a new SKU. The water valve, the outlets, anything on that new SKU list. And if you need a refresher on out of scope, now would be a good time to probably do that, because the difference with out of scope, I can show you while you've got this up. If you go to where it says dishwasher shutoff valve, we're just going to show you. Well, you know, I'll show you. I mean, grab the mouse real quick. So the wrong client amount. Does it say the wrong tech and client amount? See, this is client amount, service provider amount. Yeah. All right. So that's good. Go ahead and just boop-a-doop. They just want it to look like this so they can copy paste it into their end, because they get a big spreadsheet sent to Best Buy's accounting team, who then pays on these. And then you'll save that. And I'm just going to pull up another one here so I can show you the difference with out of scope. That is weird. Give me just a second. So one, I'm going to do the flex line because Ramon likes to call in and ask for more than $50 for it. But you see how there's a minimum max? I don't know if it's on the script yet. It needs to be. I'll have it added to the script. But if you go to your actual Teams. Oh, I'm in mine. Hold on. There we go. Need to minimize you. Where? I keep switching between our chat and here. It's very disorienting. There we go. Okay, so on your actual Teams, tech line, and the files. And then it's under XPO guide, and then it's divided by what you need it for, basically. But under general info, I did add, no, it's going to be under Best Buy additional services. That's all it applies to, my bad. And I'll have this added to the bottom of the script. But I did make, like, where is it? There's the upcharge sheet, but I also put the minimum max. There we go. So if they don't appear on the sheet, you don't have to worry about there being a minimum or max. But it also has the upcharge cost, because that's the, what you're going to ask the customer to pay. And say that the customer was told $50 for the gas line, you would only ask them $50 for the gas line, but if they still refuse to pay, you would still ask the DOD for the upcharge cost. Because, you know, we have... Yes, if we're getting out-of-scope stuff approved, like new SKU stuff, if it has a SKU, they should have those amounts. I like to include the cost because we got a lot of new DoD agents. So I like to include the cost on the install SKUs. But if you ever want to check and make sure, but it will tell you in DMS too by having that gray text next to it. But the difference in how you input it when it's DoD approved and when it's paid, like the dollar, I just want to make it clear that it's only for the new SKU stuff. So it's only for these. If it's not on this list, it's out of scope. So those are the SKUs that the customer agrees to pay, and if not, that's how much the DoD approves. And then if the DoD approves it, we put dollar. If the customer pays, we put the amount that the customer paid in DMS. But for out of scope, it's not on that list. So as long as it doesn't have a minimum or maximum, it's whatever the tech tells you. You can use this. You don't have to go to the out-of-scope upcharge calculator, honestly. Like, say they have a $75 plumbing modification. You can choose store day qualify, customer refuse to pay, and put 75. And then if you click out of that, it'll tell you how much to ask the customer in that gray box. So it'll upcharge it for you. But say Ramon calls and he's trying to get $70 for gas flex line, you just act like you're getting it for $70. Like, you'll still process it for $50. If you get the customer to pay, it'll be $50. Well, $67, the maximum, the upcharge cost or whatever. The client amount is going to be the bigger amount, and that's what we ask the customer for. But with out of scope, if the DoD pays, that's the difference here, is you'll put whatever the service provider is getting paid here. But you'll only list ever the client amount in these notes here. If the customer agrees to pay, it's just like adding any other service. You just put how much they paid and it'll calculate the service provider amount. So the only time you do the dollar for DoD approved stuff is if it's one of these, like a valve or an outlet or anything that's on your list there. If it's a new SKU, if it's got a SKU and a preset cost, and two different costs for the customer or the DoD. And then your other order, go ahead and pull it. I've got a lot waiting on me this morning. Yeah, it sure is. Now this one, let's see if it'll let you add the payment now. And if you emailed about it, I'll be able to pull it with the order number and send it over. Because that lets India know that someone on her team wasn't doing their job. Oh my. Okay, but I don't see the request ID or the. So, let's see if this has already been. Okay, so this is pending. But basically. Okay, let me just check on my end. Because either way, we're going to need that request ID. And authorization code. Oh yeah, you put it in the email, but just not in your notes. Okay. I see the email, but we'll go ahead and. I don't know, because it doesn't make sense for it to allow you, because this is the easy part. Yeah. Is this the right order? Let's see. Did you choose? Because you got to choose customer agreed to pay. This says store did not qualify. That's what you had chosen. Or store did qualify, customer refused to pay. So now customer agreed to pay. And then paste. And they also want the first thing in your notes to be the date of the service. And, but you know how to go from there. I'm just doing it to make it faster. I'll let your niece know the stuff is updated. The 11th and 94. That's weird that it wouldn't allow you to add it. Oh, yeah, we figured out why. You got to make sure you choose customer agreed to pay. So if you're going to add it, and it won't let you, then you know to click here and then make sure you've chosen customer agreed to pay. That's all. Everything else looks fine. Well, all right. I'm here till 6 if you run into anything. All right, bye. Thank you.